ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
एक छोटी सी घटना से,
विद अ वेरी स्मॉल इंसिडेंट,
इस चर्चा की शुरुआत करते हैं।
वी विल स्टार्ट टुडेज टॉक।
एक रात,
वन नाइट,
एक चोर,
अ थीफ,
किसी राजमहल में प्रवेश हुआ।
एंटर्ड अ पैलेस।
उसका इरादा चोरी का था।
हिज इंटेंशन वॉज टू रॉब समथिंग।
और वहां,
एंड देयर,
उसने राजा की कुछ बातें चुपके से सुनी।
उसने, ही हर्ड द किंग्स
राजा
द किंग वॉज टॉकिंग टू हिज क्वीन। ही ओवरहर्ड द कॉन्वर्सेशन। द किंग वॉज टेलिंग द क्वीन दैट टुमारो मॉर्निंग
गंगा तट पर,
एट द बैंक्स ऑफ द रिवर गैंजेस,
जो साधु तपस्या कर रहे हैं,
द साधु, द सेजेस एंड सेंट्स हु आर डूइंग तपस्या,
किसी एक के साथ,
फ्रॉम देम,
उनकी जो कन्या है,
one,
उसका विवाह कर देंगे।
वन ऑफ देम हैज अ डॉटर एंड ही विल गेट मैरिड टू देम।
बातें चुपके से सुनी।
द थीफ हर ओवरहर्ड दिस।
और उसके मन में संकल्प आया,
एंड देन ही हैड अ थॉट,
कि क्यों ना,
Oh,
मैं भी कल सुबह,
why should I also
गंगा तट पर जाकर
not go tomorrow,
बैठ जाऊं,
let me go tomorrow also to the banks of the river Ganges, let me adopt the costume of a sage or saint and sit there.
दूसरे दिन,
the next day,
गंगा तट पर,
at the banks of the river Ganges,
जो बहुत सारे साधु महात्मा योगी,
many sages, saints, महात्मास, all these tapasvis were sitting there,
ध्यान मग्न,
and they were completely in their tapasya, in their trance.
यह चोर,
and this thief goes and sits there.
वैसे ही वस्त्र उसने भी,
he was wearing the same kind of clothes like the other sadhus, sages were wearing.
राजा के सिपाही आए,
the king's
और वो सारे
warriors and police came,
साधु के पास,
and they went to each and every sadhu, sage, and said,
हमारी कन्या से,
will you marry our daughter?
परंतु वो सारे,
but all of them were completely detached from this world. They had complete disinterest in the world, so they did not give any reply. When all those soldiers came to this young dacoit who was dressed up as a sage and who was sitting in meditation,
उसने भी कोई जवाब नहीं दिया।
He didn't reply either. He was also quiet.
परंतु बीच बीच में आंख जरूर खोल के देखता।
He would in between open his eyes. What these people must be thinking? What are they talking?
सिपाही लौट गए।
The soldiers returned
and
told the king that no sage is ready to marry your daughter, but there is one young sannyasi. He might be ready to marry your daughter.
राजा सोचता है कि
क्यों ना मैं खुद जाऊं। The king thinks, oh, let me go myself to this person. The next day,
राजा अपनी संपूर्ण चतुरंगी सेना को लेकर तट पर
पहुंचता है।
कुछ युवक सन्यासी,
and then he comes to that young sannyasi and starts pleading with him and starts even asking him like alms, begging alms. Hey yogi, hey tapasvi, you are the only one who are really worthy of my daughter. And who can marry my daughter?
Sannyasi फिर भी अपनी आँखें,
the sannyasi still keeps his eyes closed.
Sannyasi कहो या चोर
कहो, you can call him a sannyasi or call him a thief.
उसने तो ये सब लालच में,
well, he had done all this because of greed.
धारण करना,
he had adopted that costume because of greed.
परंतु जब,
but
अब वो ध्यान लगा कर
बैठा,
उस राज्य का सम्राट,
एंड द किंग ऑफ द होल
मनोभाव परिवर्तन,
द कंट्री इज सिटिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम एंड बेगिंग हिम एंड प्लीडिंग हिम,
मन में उसे लगता है,
देन इन हिज माइंड ही स्टार्टेड फीलिंग,
व्हेन आई साधु बन जाता हूँ,
बिकम अ सन्यासी, जस्ट एक्ट लाइक अ सन्यासी, not only the soldiers, even the king bows down in front of me.
Yadi.
And if?
Yadi kya?
If what?
Yadi main
if
sacha,
I really become a true sadhu, a true sage,
to fir baat hi.
Then it will be even better.
Aur
and so,
ke baad,
after this incident,
vivah ka vichar uske man se nikal jata.
The thought of marriage just leaves his mind.
And
he has a very strong disinterest arises in him for this world. And then he has a very deep desire. Why should I not become an elevated sadhu, a sage, a tapasvi? Let me become that. So a thief, he just makes up like as if he's a sannyasi. And when, what happens? The whole world bows down in front of him. In this world, if there's a drama being enacted somewhere, or Ram Leela, Rama story being enacted, and if somebody becomes a Ram and somebody becomes a Krishna or becomes a Lakshmi Narayan, or he becomes, you know, they show a scene of a movie, or even in a movie, or even in a play, or a TV drama, those who perform, the take up the character of a deity, in the eyes of the world society, they become great souls. This was today's Murli.
Baba ne kaha hai.
Baba says today,
tum itne mahaan ho,
you are itne. So great. How great?
Keval ab nahi,
not only now,
parantu,
however, but
mein bhi.
Even in the
kitne
future, how great are you?
Do cheezon ke samne.
Two things. Baba said, the
kaun
world bows down
kaun
two
kaun
things. Which are those two things?
Ek to
one
tumhare.
Is? Your images
bhakti mein,
in devotion
se,
from Kumparaj, your non-living images, what's happened? They are prayed to, they are worshipped, and you are the living, elevated souls. Those non-living images, they still have divinity and they still have greatness. They are non-living, non-living images.
उसके आगे
and
झुक जाता है
the world bows down in front of those and they must be having something, they must be receiving something which is not in the human being, some purity, some divinity, some greatness, something they have. There must be some sparkle of purity in that images, in the non-living images. And there the world bows down, and you yourself are the living images. What are the example Baba gave? The second one, even if somebody does the makeup of a deity, dresses up like a deity, then until the time that he's playing that role, enacting the role of a deity, everybody knows this is an ordinary person. In spite of that, they consider him to be a great deity. And until that time, so name and form,
hum is sansar ki aisi aatmaye,
we are the souls of this world,
that
who we are imbibing the divinity and the purity now, and for births after births, worship takes place of this purity and divinity in the form of vibrations. It remains in our non-living images. So today's Murli, who is who seeing whom? Who is seeing whom?
Baba kya dekh rahe hai?
What is Baba seeing today? What is he seeing today?
Kya dekh rahe hai?
What is he seeing?
Apne bhagyashali bachcho
ko. He is looking at his fortunate children, those who are have a right to be sustained by God Himself. The world of the souls also say that God is sustaining us, but you, very few special souls. What kind of souls are you? Very few special souls. In practical form, you are being nurtured and sustained by God. The word nurturing, the word nurturing is also in Hindi means palna, means it's also a cradle in which the baby is rocked. God is nurturing us. Who is nurturing us? Who is taking care of us? Who is sustaining us? Where are we getting it from, the sustenance? From God Himself. So this thing is a matter of great intoxication. Everyone is sitting in this gathering. And who is, and they are taking drishti from whom? Last night's Avyakt Murli, Avyakt Vani. From where are they taking drishti? From Bap Dada taking drishti. So everyone, right now,
संपूर्ण अलर्ट होके बैठेंगे
विल सिट इन अ कंप्लीटली अलर्ट वे एंड विल इमर्ज अ सीन इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम लास्ट नाइट मुरली बाबा हैज सेड दिस गैदरिंग इज ऑफ व्हाट
और हम कितने
एंड हाउ अफॉर्चुनेट वर वी लास्ट नाइट दैट वी वर सिटिंग इन दैट गैदरिंग वन गैदरिंग एंड वन मैजिशियन
एक
One Dilaram, the one who gives comforts to hearts. And how many hearts? So many, numerous. How many hearts? But Dilwala, the one who steals the heart, the one who gives comfort to the souls, only one. Such an alaukik gathering. We were witnessing that. We were detached observers, witnessing. We were present in that gathering. What is, how great is our fortune? So let's sit in now in very in alert way and emerge that scene in front of us. Diamond Hall, God is sitting. And the whole hall is full with all the great souls of this world, and they are the ones that the souls have a right to being nurtured by God, and I, the soul, am taking drishti from Bap Dada. What a great fortune
इस वसुंधरा का
of this beautiful world
इस युग का
of this age
इस समय का
of this time
इस संगम का
of this confluence
इस सभा का
of this gathering
स्वयं जगत नियंता
the one who controls the world he himself
Dilaram
the Dilaram the one who gives comforts to hearts
स्वयं अव्यक्त बाप दादा
अव्यक्त बाप दादा himself
सम्मुख बैठे
are in front of us.
मैं देख रहा हूँ.
I am seeing.
इस सभा को.
I am seeing this gathering.
चारों.
All around.
एक गहन सन्नाटा.
A deep silence.
संसार की महानतम आत्माएं
the greatest souls of the world
यह परमात्मा मिलन
and this godly beautiful meeting this milan
सभी के दिल में
in everyone's hearts
एक ही समाया हुआ है
only one is merged
एक ही गीत
only one song
एक ही कविता
only one poem
एक ही संगीत
only one melody
हर दिल
every heart
उसकी यादों में खोया है
is lost in his remembrance, in his memories.
Burkuti takht par virajman.
Sitting on the throne in the center of the forehead, I, the soul.
Dekh rahi hu usko.
I am seeing him.
Bah.
Wah.
Jo nirbandhan.
I'm seeing him, the one who's free from all bondages.
Dekh rahi hu usko.
I am seeing that one.
अपने बच्चों के प्यार के बंधन में,
the one who's just bound in the love of his children, I am seeing him being bound, being tied.
उसकी शक्तिशाली दृष्टि,
his powerful दृष्टि,
मुझ पर पड़ रही है,
is falling upon me. There are five things come into this which are spread out throughout the Murli. At one point Baba says to listen and to make others listen. This everybody does. The second thing is to know. Third is to understand. Fourth is to experience. And the fifth is to become that form. In the Murli, Baba has repeatedly said, whatever he is telling you, whatever you're listening, you, Baba is telling you all this so that you can revise. So one is to listen. One is to make others listen. But this is not the form of knowledge. There is a stage even after that to know, janana. What is it? What are they? How are they? What are the things that Baba has said in the Murli? To know them. And the next stage is to understand. So what Baba said, I know that, now I understand that. But this is not the last stage. The next stage is to become the image of experience. Experience, the image of experience, to experience.
Dharmik, us vyakti ko nahi kaha jata.
That person cannot be called religious who has read a lot of scriptures, or who has gone on many pilgrimages, or who does a lot of charity. That person can be called religious who is experienced.
Vivekanand
has never said he had defined religion is realization. He had one word definition that religion is realization. Until not becoming an image of experience, until then, this knowledge will just remain knowledge. Many, many new years came and many, many new years went away, finished. But human beings have a great quality that whatever is new, he makes it so old. Every new thing, he makes it old. It may be extremely new, but they keep on making it old and old. So in these 16 years, today's Murli was of 31st December 1999. And yes, last night when Baba came, that was 31st 12 2016. So 16 years, the gap of 16 years. In this 16 years, how many new years came and how many new years went? How many 18 Januaries came and went away? How many new year's resolutions we did and now we don't know where they just got lost? Every time this kind of a new day comes, and as soon as the new day came, there's many, many thoughts we had, but they got lost somewhere. Why did they become old? Maybe the method was incorrect. Maybe. The amount of experience I should have had, I didn't. It just was until writing, or maybe until just in the thought and I left it. Somewhere or the other there was a mistake. Again the new year has come, again new day, new enthusiasm, new living, new awareness, new thoughts. But may it not become like every year. This year is inside. So what should we do? Each and everything, each and every word, each and every quality, each and every shakti power, I have to experience. Becoming the embodiment of experience. Until I experience it, until then, the conscious and subconscious, Baba talked about that today. Baba said it does not get printed in the subconscious. It just remains until the consciousness, just on the surface, and then it gets lost somewhere. So what has to be done? We have to become the embodiment of experience. And the last stage is to really become that form. First, to listen, sunnah. Second, to know, janna. Third, to understand. Fourth, to experience. Fifth, to become that embodiment. To become an embodiment in such a way that when somebody sees you, no matter how busy they are, no matter how busy you are, no matter you're doing an ordinary task, but you may look like you are an alaukik person. So what is the newness in the new year? Whatever may happen, alaukikta should not go away. The task is very simple, but what is being shown? What is the glimpse people are getting? Your drishti, your attitude, your way of walking, your way of talking, your way of behavior, everything, what your drishti is, your attitude, spiritual attitude. What should it become like? Alaukik. Beyond, different from this world, a very unique and detached. Baba said, check from Amrit Vela. If suddenly somebody comes, and what should he see? What can he see? That these are alaukik farishtas. Actually, in reality, whatever we are in solitude, whatever we are in a room, that is our reality. And the whole day, it could happen that maybe somewhere we are wearing a mask. We want to show, we want to tell people that we are a yogis. We want to prove that we are a tapasvi. Somewhere or the other, there is an intention to just show. But spirituality is not a show. Spirituality is not cheating. It's not show business. Spirituality is that which is what we are real in real. Whatever we are, that's what we are, as we are. Today's Murli Baba said, it cannot be hidden. Where did Baba say that? Who will say? When did Baba say this in the Murli? Today's Avyakt Murli Baba said that first Baba said there was a Sakar Brahma and he couldn't see. But now he has become Avyakt Brahma and that incorporeal one. Both of them can see. In the devotion they say that God has 1,000 eyes. He has millions of eyes and millions of ears. So he can see. Where did Baba say this in the Murli? Who will tell me? When did Baba say this in the Murli? Everybody listened to the Murli this morning, right? Where did Baba say this point in the Murli? Who will tell me? Come on. Where did he say this? He said ordinariness. So one was carelessness. Baba said in carelessness, may there not be just ordinariness coming into it. Being ordinary. God says, he that planted the eye, shall he not see? In the Bible it said that, he that planted the ear, shall he not hear? The one who has given, you think he can't hear? The one who has given eyes, he can't see? Of course he's seeing everything. Of course he's hearing everything. And we are the ones what we are when we are alone and we are in solitude. What kind of thoughts are we having? What kind of imaginations are we having? What fantasies do we have? What intentions do we have? What bhavnas do we have? What feelings do we have? What are we doing when we are alone in solitude? That's what we are. That's my real form. That's my reality. Well, it can be that the whole day I'm walking around. Maybe I'm just showing. I'm just pretending. Maybe I'm doing it just to show other people. That's why I'm doing it. And so, to become the form of experience, anybody may see us anytime, suddenly somebody comes and there's an upheaval somewhere, even in that, not an ordinary behavior, not an ordinary words, even the pose of our face, how should it be? Cheerful, alaukik, and just very stable, just in one taste. Cheerful, alaukik, ekras means one stage, constant. Last night, Murli Baba said, Avyakvani, if, even if you have pain, everybody has heard Baba's Murli directly last night. Even if there's pain, even if there's hurt, who will tell me today? How should the face be? Smiling face. How should the face should be? Smiling face. So, in this new age, in this new year, in this new age, century, everything, transform everything, Baba said. And the starting would be from the thoughts. From the vibration, thoughts, from the spiritual attitude, from drishti. The basis is all thoughts. That's why in this Murli Baba has, today in the Murli, the power, the transformation of the power of thoughts. Last paragraph. Transformation of the power of thoughts. the seed of the power of thoughts, whatever thoughts we will have, that will happen. And if our thoughts are powerful, we become powerful. If the thoughts are weak, then we are weak. So what should you do to the seed? You have to water it. You have to give sunshine. Which water? Which sunshine? Smriti, awareness. Repeatedly revising. What is my promise to God? Yourself. Remind yourself yourself. Like in this gathering, if some mother is remembering her son or who is somewhere far away, and his remembrance comes to her, and she's sitting here in the class, she's listening to class, she's thinking about knowledge, and suddenly she'll start crying. There'll be tears in her eyes. Just as she has that smriti, the awareness of her son, or memory of her son. So wherever the awareness, wherever the memories, that form appears as your smriti, as your awareness, that's your stage. That's why.
संकल्प
आधार क्या है? The power of thinking, the thinking power. So that's the basis. So checking the thoughts, attention on the thoughts.
इस नई सदी में
in this new age, to reveal the Father, we have to reveal the Father. How will we reveal Him? Through the form of being a farishta. So today, now once again, let's sit alert. And from today's murli, Baba has given us one thought. I am a walking, moving farishta. Old things, old matters, old sanskars, I have no rishta, I have no relation to them. And even if I have, it's very tiny. And as soon as I stabilize myself in my thoughts, as soon as I stabilize myself in my words, that bhav, that intention, that awareness comes into my living force, and that form appears in front of me. Everything, I start experiencing everything in that way. And then this is the method. So once again, everybody be alert.
आज
टुडे
नए वर्ष की शुरुआत में
इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द न्यू ईयर
इस पहले दिन
ऑन दिस फर्स्ट डे
मैं
आई
ब्राह्मणात्मा
द ब्राह्मण सोल
एक श्रेष्ठ संकल्प करती हूँ
आई हैव एन एलिवेटेड थॉट आई क्रिएट दिस थॉट
मुझे बाप समान
आई हैव टू
फरिश्ता
बिकम अ फरिश्ता एन एंजल बाप समान लाइक द फादर आई हैव टू बिकम
देह के भव्य भाल पर विराजमान
I am sitting in this body
मैं
I
अति तेजस्वी
the extremely bright
एक तपस्वी आत्मा
तपस्वी soul I am तपस्वी soul I leave this body here
अपने फरिश्ते स्वरूप में
and
चल रही हूँ
I'm walking I'm going up in the form of my फरिश्ता the angelic form
मैं अव्यक्त फरिश्ता
I am an अव्यक्त फरिश्ता an angel
अव्यक्त देह
and I have an अव्यक्त body
व्यक्त संसार
सो दिस कॉर्पोरियल वर्ल्ड आई लीव इट आई एम इन एन अव्यक्त बॉडी आई एम एन अव्यक्त वर्ल्ड अव्यक्त रिलेशन सो आई एम away from all the corporeal forms and connections and world. I am a Farishta, an angel.
Light ke garb mein.
I am in the orb of light.
Ja raha upar.
And I'm traveling upwards.
Baba ki drishti.
Baba's drishti.
Bab dada ke prakati se.
Is coming from the forehead Nikal of Bab dada. All the powers are coming from there. What a beautifully happy and content stage is this.
Kaisa atindriya sukh.
What a super sensuous joy.
Ek usi ki yaad.
The remembrance of only that one.
Prem ke sagar mein main sama gayi.
I am merged in the ocean of love.
Ek yaad.
Just the remembrance of one.
Ek vahi.
Only that one.
Shaktishali sthiti mein.
In this powerful stage.
Atindriya sukhmayi sthiti.
In the stage of super sensuous joy.
Atindriya sukhmayi avastha.
In the stage of super sensuous contentment.
Isi sthiti mein.
In this stage.
Main farishta.
I, the farishta, the angel. Once again. Start coming down.
Vapas.
Back.
Apni svyakt deh.
Into this corporeal body and enter it.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
समय की पुकार क्या है?
What is the call of time?
क्या पुकार है समय की?
What is the call of time?
जल्दी जल्दी बाप समान बनो.
Hurry up,
आज सुबह की
अव्यक्तवाणी.
समय की पुकार क्या है?
What was avyak muli? What's the call of time?
सभी आत्माएं बाप को पहचान
ले. All souls may know God. That's the call of
और
time.
Slogan kya hai?
And what's the slogan,
slogan
say?
Hai, ab nahi
slogan
to,
is, if not now,
then never. Pukar,
and the call of time?
Chahe kuch bhi
whatever
ho,
may happen, whatever might happen,
alokikta nahi chhodni.
You should not give up your alokikta. Your
kal ke murli mein ek bahut
different from the world, alokikta.
Yogeshwar
so yesterday Baba had said, if you want to come in the line of Yogeshwar, becoming one who is, you know, to become a complete yogi. All of you want to become yogis, right? When we came to Baba, remember that day, what kind of zeal and enthusiasm I had when I came? What kind of thoughts I had brought when I had come to this world, to this land, that I want to become a great yogi, a great tapasvi. So Baba said, if you want to come in the line of Yogeshwar, if you want to be counted in that line, then what should you do? What will you have to do? Brothers, what would you have to do? Last night's Baba's Avyakt Murli. If you want to become, come into the queue in the line of Yogeshwar, of the one who are great yogis, what do you have to do? Brothers, no one? You heard it last night. Don't forget it so fast. You can forget it, but forget it later. Not so early, not so quickly. When the murlis come, when listen to the murli, within 24 years, within 24 hours, there should be revision, otherwise the mind forgets it. Giving it the water of awareness and the water of Baba said, otherwise this flower is very delicate, it's going to wither. This flower of knowledge. So if you want to come in the queue in the line of Yogeshwar, you have to practice this stage of being of super sensuous joy, of deep happiness. When you have to do? Not many times. Many times you have to keep attention on this the whole day.
Attention
and practice. Two sub Baba had used many times. Attention, practice. Do attention, pay attention, trial it. Do it, see it. Attention, slowly. Gradually. Practice, repeatedly. Repeated practice and gradual attention.
If
we don't practice ourselves, if we don't pay attention ourselves, there was a UP group there.
Yeah,
last night Baba told the UP state, it was there. They said, what will happen when you tell others? If something I'm not doing myself and I'm telling others, what will happen? We'll be ashamed. If I am saying that I have a class on Amrit Vela and my Amrit Vela I'm just like, you know, not alert, sometimes I wake up, sometimes I don't know what, sometimes I wake up but I'm not in a powerful stage, and if I am told, okay, can you please tell somebody the importance of Amrit Vela, won't I feel ashamed? That's why
Yogeshwar ki line mein.
If you want to come in the queue, in the line of Yogeshwar, being a great yogi, the homework is to become Yogeshwar. And the second homework is, whatever the father is, he should be merged in my heart and keep him inside, deep down, hidden in such a way. In which way? That even if somebody wants to take him out, he may not be able to take him out.
Neither death nor even life.
Even not death nor life can
nor
take.
Height nor depth.
So height cannot
angels,
depth. No height,
nor
no depth. No angels, no principalities.
Nor any creature present.
No creature present. Nor any creature to come.
Or any other creature
shall be able to separate us from the love of God. This is said in the Bible that in this world there is no power, there is no person, there is no law, there is nothing, there is no farishta, nor is there that height, nor is that depth that can separate us from the love of God. So make God, hide him in your heart in such a way. What did Baba say? Well, it isn't. He said that. Hide him in your heart in such a way that no situation can even take him out. Has this been imprinted in my heart such a way? Has it been hidden in my heart in such a way? Have I done it? I have to check this.
Subconscious mind.
It should go until the subconscious mind. We sing a lot of songs and we say a lot of words. Mera Baba, Mera Baba, Mera Baba. The whole Murli was about Mera Baba, Mera Baba. And the same songs, so that word was coming from the heart, but this Mera Baba, this should come from the depths of my heart, of my life, of my breath, life force, not the one who doeth, not just come on the surface, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. This is what the Bible says, not those who just say the words on the surface, but that what his Srimat is, following that Srimat. So, then, once again, let's come to today's Murli. call of time.
समय की पुकार है.
Call of time is
न जाए.
To be alaukik, it should not go away. Being alaukik should not go away. In every task, it should be there. We are not the ordinary people of the world. You know, that old I, that has gone, is finished. This is my new life. And everything here is new. This family is new.
In
this newness, this has to be within
me.
And when we use the word newness, there are four main things that come up. So what we think, the word newness, what is the definition of newness? The first newness is, of course, newness, yes. The second newness is transformation. Which whatever schedule I have, whatever way of doing things I had, I have changed it. Whatever kind of thoughts I was having, I have to change them. Whatever imagination, thoughts, plannings I had, I have to change that. I have to transform that. The second meaning of newness is transformation. The third meaning is, whatever is old is over. So, finish the old. And the fourth meaning is, who will say the fourth meaning of newness? There are four meanings of newness. First, newness, of course. Secondly, transformation. Third, finishing the old. And fourth one, what is new?
Creativity.
That was the fourth thing. The one who can create. Where should I bring newness? Where should I bring creativity in my life? This is what I have to plan. Today is the first. Until 18th January, I have to bring some newness in my purusharth. What things I have to delete? What things I have to transform? And what creativity I have to bring, which until now I have not, since I have become Babas. And until now, what are those things, and what are those points of purushart? What are that kind of thoughts I have to do, which I have not done until now? I have to do that now. This is creativity. These four things all have to be in me, merged in me.
तो समय की पुकार है कि
कॉल ऑफ टाइम इज
अलौकिकता न जाए.
अलौकिकता, बीइंग अलौकिक शुड नॉट गो अवे. द स्लोगन इज,
नहीं तो
इफ नॉट नाउ
कब नहीं,
देन नेवर.
इसके लिए बाबा ने कहा चार बातें याद रखो.
रिमेंबर फोर थिंग्स.
शुभ
शुभ शुभ शुभ शुभ ऑस्पिशियस.
वो चार शुभ,
व्हाट वर दोस फोर शुभ?
सबसे पहला,
द फर्स्ट वन,
बाबा ने कहा ये.
बाबा सेड, everybody knows, Baba is just revising. Actually, there's a Murli of 26 June 1969, Ajay Murli,
26
June 1969. Study is over now, Baba just comes to meet you. The study was always over, already over by then. So, it's finished and the father just comes to meet you. So, yesterday also Baba said the same thing. What happens with the remembrance? There is happiness.
तो
बाबा जस्ट कम्स टू एंटरटेन अस, टू मीट अस. स्टडी इज ओवर सिंस अ लॉन्ग टाइम अगो.
क्लास बहुत आगे बढ़ गई है.
द क्लास हैज मूव्ड अहेड.
तो
सो
चार बातें,
फोर थिंग्स.
कौन से शुभ है?
पहला शुभ बर्ड है, द फर्स्ट शुभ वाज ऑस्पिशियस वाज
चिंतक.
शुभ चिंतक, थिंकिंग गुड अबाउट अदर्स, माइसेल्फ.
तीसरा शुभ,
द सेकंड शुभ चिंतन.
तीसरा शुभ,
एंड द थर्ड वन
भावना.
हैविंग गुड फीलिंग्स फॉर अदर्स, गुड थॉट्स. थर्ड वन शुभ भावना, गुड भावना फॉर अदर्स. एंड फोर्थ, बिकमिंग द अवेयरनेस इन द फॉर्म.
कहते तो है,
इट शुड बी ऑस्पिशियस. वी से वी हैव शुभ भावना फॉर ऑल, बट समवेयर ओर द अदर, फॉर सम सोल ओर द अदर, समथिंग ओर द अदर, सम काइंड ऑफ डिसलाइक, सम काइंड ऑफ एनिमोसिटी, सम सटल इज हिडन.
इसी मुरली में बाबा
ने, दिस मुरली बाबा है सर, अगेन
बाबा ने एक साल
का पोता देखा. He saw the register of the whole year. A new age is coming. The 21st century is starting.
99 पूरा हो रहा है.
99 is getting over.
Century.
So the 21st century.
20th century पूरी हो रही है.
20th century over. Ended.
21st century चालू हो रही है.
21st century starting. So Baba saw the register of the one, the chart of one year, and two things he saw, and he said, "I'm going to give you heavy dose."
पहला था
फर्स्ट वर्स
समाया कितना, और दूसरा था
दो
शक्तियों की.
एंड सेकंड वर्स देयर वर टू शक्तिस, पावर्स दैट वर मिसिंग, लैकिंग. हाउ मच डिड यू रेज? यू डू नॉट मर्ज इट, बिकॉज इट्स नेगेटिविटी. अनलेस द नेगेटिविटी इज नॉट बीन कन्वर्टेड टू पॉजिटिविटी, यू कैन नॉट मर्ज एनीथिंग. सो द फर्स्ट स्टेप इज टू ट्रांसफॉर्म नेगेटिव इनटू पॉजिटिव, एंड दैट्स व्हाई बाबा सेज दिस नेगेटिव हैजंट बीन कन्वर्टेड इनटू पॉजिटिव, एंड दैट्स व्हाई यू फॉरगेट दिस फोर थिंग्स.
हम कहते तो है,
वी से ऑफ कोर्स, ओह वी हैव शुभ भावना, वी हैव शुभ काम, kamna, pure desires, pure feelings, but somewhere in the depth corners of our mind, even towards one soul in the world, we have less shubhavna for one soul. We are not complete. We cannot become complete. Even if towards one soul,
and for that,
in this new age, in this new year,
the slate
of our mind, the plate or the paper of our mind, what do I have to do with? I have to clean it completely. Towards anyone, if there's nothing negative should be merged in you, but how to do it? How should we do this work?
Subconscious mind.
It is hidden somewhere deeply. The layers and layers of subconscious that we have, it's hidden somewhere. Maybe it could be from some other birth. How to do it? What should we do that in our mind we should have shubhavna for all? What should we do with which every our mind can think good thoughts about others, well wishes of others, and have auspicious awareness, auspicious form? We'll have to forgive some souls, and we will have to ask for forgiveness from some souls. This is the biggest task. This is the biggest task that we have to do in this year, new year. Towards anyone, there should not be negativity in our mind. Until the negativity is stuffed in our mind, we cannot imagine things, and we can't emerge, then we can't merge, we can't erase, and the plate won't be clean. Parishta means a clean, completely clean. And you cannot even write anything new, Baba says. And even if you write something new, it won't be so clear because the old is behind it, under it. So again, let's sit alert now, once more. And this slate, this paper, we have to clean it, wipe out everything, because today is the first day of the year. So let's make it so clean and so clear. This slate of the mind, that in this towards any soul in the world, we should not have inauspicious thoughts, dislike, animosity, hatred, revenge. Nothing remains. Even though somebody has done anything to me, but Baba has always said, this drama is accurate, this drama is truth. There is no injustice. This is happening according to the way it's supposed to happen. And it's got full of secrets, this drama. So there is no injustice in this. And that's why we have to forgive souls, and we have to ask for forgiveness from souls. Whatever happened, it was my account. It was my karmic account. Whether it's good that it happened. If that hadn't happened, this wouldn't happen. If that happened, I wouldn't have been sitting here. Today we are sitting so close to Baba. We wouldn't have been. And all the sad things, all that painful, hurtful things that took place in my life, and some person was responsible for that, then giving forgiveness to everyone. The biggest punishment for one who's guilty is forgiveness. For a criminal is forgiveness. I, the Farishta, the angel,
Antavahak Sharir ko dharan kar,
I wear this dress, the subtle dress, and I fly.
Is sansar se pare,
beyond this world.
Tatvo se bar,
beyond the elements. In the subtle region.
देख रहा हूँ सम्मुख.
I am seeing in front of me.
एक बहुत विशाल.
A very big, a very huge.
पर्दा है.
Curtain.
एक बहुत बड़ी प्लेट.
There's a very big plate.
पिछले एक वर्ष का.
The plate, the slate of the past year.
जो भी
घटा. In my life, whatever took place.
12 मास.
12 months.
सारी ही घटनाएं.
All the incidents, all the happenings.
एक दिन.
Each and every day.
यहाँ पर लिखा है.
It's written here.
ये मेरे ही मन की प्लेट है.
This is the plate of my mind.
12 मास.
12 months.
असंख्य घटनाएं.
Innumerable, uncountable incidents and happenings.
मेरी दृष्टि.
My दृष्टि.
इन सभी घटनाओं का अवलोकन कर रही है.
Is looking at all these incidents and happenings.
कहीं तो बाबा के प्यार में खोया हुआ.
At some point places I'm lost in Baba's love.
कहीं तो ज्ञान.
And somewhere
अवस्था है.
I have a very high state of knowledge and yog.
कहीं तो सेवा.
At some places I have the happiness of different service.
कहीं तो संबंधों.
And at some place there is the sweetness of relationships.
कहीं पुरुषार्थ का.
At some places there is a beauty of my
पुरुषार्थ. कहीं प्रेम में आंखों.
Some places there are tears moistened eyes because of the love of God. At some places there is the awareness of my fortune.
कहीं सेवाओं का.
At some places there is the love for service.
कहीं संपूर्ण समर्पण.
At some places the feeling and the intention of complete surrender. I am seeing my different variety poses.
परंतु साथ साथ.
And along with that.
किसी कोने में.
In some corner.
ये कैसी उदासी थी.
There was some kind of sadness.
ये कैसे कड़वे बोल मुख से.
That such bitter words had emerged from my mouth.
ये कौन सी चाल थी.
What was this behavior?
कैसी स्मृति थी.
What kind of awareness was this?
जिस संसार को छोड़ा है.
The world that I'd left. Had the awareness of that world.
क्यों दृष्टि में ये चंचल.
Why this mischievousness in the drishti?
क्यों वृत्ति चलायमान.
Why my attitude became so mischievous? It did what it wanted. I am seeing myself.
कैसी विस्मृति थी.
What was this forgetfulness?
उसी की विस्मृति.
What forgetfulness?
जिसे जीवन दिया.
The one who had given me life.
अपने ही एक वर्ष को देख रहा हूँ.
I am seeing my own 1 year.
कहीं तो शुभ भावनाएं.
Some places there's shubh bhavna, auspicious bhavna. Some places I'm at the top, the peak of shubh chintak, having good wishes and positive thoughts for others and myself.
Shubha Swaroop.
At some places I am Shubha Swaroop. I am the form, auspicious form, and my awareness is also auspicious.
Parantu dekh raha.
However, I am also seeing,
ye ghrina kahan se aayi?
Where did this dislike come from?
Ye badle ka bhav kyun prakat?
This intention of revenge, why did this appear?
Ye karmendriyo ki chanchalta.
This mischievousness of the sense organ, why did this take place?
Ye chirchirapan.
Why did this irritation came?
Ye vasana ki lehre.
And these waves of lust.
Kyun dehbhan ne andolit kiya tha chitta ko?
Why did the consciousness of the body bring about all this?
Man ko dekh raha.
I am looking at my own mind. Today, in this new year, I, the soul, in the subtle region, am stable in my complete form. Whatever was inauspicious, whatever was against Srimat, whatever was negative,
apni drishti se,
with my drishti I am destroying all that.
Mere man ki ye slate,
the slate of my mind,
swachh ho gayi hai,
has become clean,
sampurna svachh,
completely clean.
Aur ab,
and now
dekh raha hu swayam
Bhakta, I am seeing Bap Dada
mere baju mein khade.
Bap Dada himself is standing next to me.
Years late,
this slate,
swachh to hui thi,
became clean.
Parantu,
however,
jo negative vibrations,
the negative vibrations
rahe gaye the,
had remained there.
Ab
now
swayam Bhagavan drishti,
God himself is giving drishti,
Paramatma drishti,
godly drishti,
mere man ke plate par pad rahi,
is falling on the plate of my mind.
Ek
each and every thought is becoming absolutely pure. Each and every intention, each and every bhavna, each and every imagination, each and every drishti,
har ek vritti,
every spiritual attitude,
har ek smriti,
every awareness memory,
har ek shabd,
every word,
har ek swar,
every sound,
har ek karma,
every karma, every deed
ki chhatr chhaya,
is under the canopy of the drishti of God.
Ye plate,
now this plate is completely, perfectly clean. Completely, perfectly clean.
Man ke si plate ko dharan kar.
I imbibe the plate of this mind. I, the Farishta, the angel, once again
niche utarte hue,
coming down,
is deha mein pravesh karta hu,
and entering this body.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Baba ne pota mail mein do baatein check ki.
Saw the chart and checked two things. One was about the shaktis, the powers, and the second one was carelessness. Being careless.
Jab tak albelapan hai.
Until the carelessness is there, there will not be intense effort of pushup. You cannot become past with honors until you have carelessness. What else will not be there? You will not be able to fly. And Brahmins' carelessness is a word. What would they use? Everything?
Sab?
Everything? Chalta hai. Means it's okay. It's alright. 10 things that Brahmins say, that it's alright. Can you tell us? Can you tell me those 10 things? In Hindi, chalta hai. Means it's alright. Doesn't matter kind of stuff. So 10 things. Can you please tell me those 10 things?
कौन संपन्न बनाए?
Who has become perfect anyway? You know, whoever wants to become perfect, let them become perfect. We can't do it. It's not in our. And who has become anyway? That's the first thing.
Second,
we have become Babas. We are always in remembrance. We are constantly in remembrance. Third one? What's the third one?
It's drama.
So what if you made a mistake? Today Amrit Vela is late. Doesn't matter. According to drama, it happened. Baba likes the drama. Children also should like the drama. Fourth one?
Drama mein hoga to kar
lenge. If it's in drama, we'll do it. And then again, more things in this. Well, from the back, anybody? Everything goes. Chalta hai, everything goes. Fifth thing, well, the time is such, what can you do with a lot of service to be done? Well, this happens anyway. This much at least is okay.
Time?
Next one?
Time nahi milta hai. Hum bahut busy.
We don't have time. We're so busy.
Dadi Jan ki kehti hai, yogi banne ke liye time ki avashyakta nahi hai.
Dadi Jan ki says, you don't need time to become a yogi. And next one?
Abhi samay bahut pada hai.
Well, there's still a lot of time left.
कर लेंगे.
We'll do it.
बाबा ने इस मुरली में
बाबा told this मुरली very harsh word he said. बाबा said he doesn't want to say harsh word but he has to use harsh words. Which harsh words he used? But the children say बाबा we will see. बाबा says okay he'll see too then.
पिछले 5 सालों की
in the past 5 years मुरलीज. Yesterday's मुरली. Yesterday's अव्यक्त मुरली. The first time बाबा used harsh words. First time he said orders. Strong orders. Baba has not used these words in the past 5 years, but yesterday's Murli Baba said this is order. Strict orders.
And
if you say to stop, you stop. And whenever you want to stop, you can stop. The state of the control of mind. There should be such control of the mind. When you tell it to stop, it should stop. So
albelapan,
carelessness,
mahin rup,
and becoming slack. So Baba talked about the very fine form in these kind of thoughts. These are the fine forms of slackness or carelessness. So let's start from Amrit Vela. What are the other kind of thoughts we have about this slackness and carelessness? Come on.
Kya?
What are the things we think of from Amrit Vela?
5-10 minutes aage piche chalta hai.
Well, 5-10 minutes here and there it goes. Doesn't matter. What else?
Well, gusta, thoda sa chidchidapan
and well, if you had a little bit of irritation, it's necessary. You know what? You have to do it. If you don't do this, then other people will control us. We'll have to show them that I'm angry. And? Well, at night I slept very late, so I couldn't wake up in the morning. Well, the reason is they're ready. Baba said, find a solution to the reason, then only you can build this and construct something. So find out the reason, find out the excuses. My circumstance was such, this was a problem, my karmic account such, you know, the situation was such. Today Baba said this word, all these words are there in today's mulli. This was there and that's why this was happened. We're telling Baba, this was such and this, that's why this happened. What else?
तो इस तरह से हर एक निकाले मैं everybody can take some points. ये जो शब्द
this word that we use everything goes. Where do we use all these kind of things in the whole? This is the homework from today's murli. Everything goes. It doesn't matter. So evening, last night, Avik Murli Baba said, such a time will come. What time? What did you say? Such a time will come. So whenever you want to stop, you should be able to stop. That is the control of the mind you need. Whatever stage you want to be stable in, it should happen. Then you will come in the line of yogis. But this is the slack effort that we are doing and this is the purushad that needs to be done. So two things Baba said. And after that,
परमधाम में जाने की बात कही.
Then Baba talked about going to Paramdham, supreme abode. Baba will either beat you and take you with maar, or he will take you with love, with pyar.
अज्ञानियों को,
with ignorant ones,
मार के.
He has to, with the beating, he has to go, maar, and the children has to go with love. And then Baba also said, well, whatever, even without force, even if you don't want to, you have to become and you will become, he said. If you don't become now, the time will make you that. And there was an office, and in that office, suddenly one day, there was an announcement that in that office, it was a very big office, and at least about 50 employees were working there. And one day suddenly there was an announcement, there was a notice that in your office, that person who is an obstruction to your progress, he will die. There was some kind of a notice, there was an announcement that the person is obstructing your progress will die today. And the funeral of that person,
बड़ा हॉल है,
there's a big hall, it was going to take place there.
तो सब लोग सोचने लगे,
so everybody start thinking,
है कौन,
who is that person, who is that person who died,
हमारे ऑफिस में काम करता
है, and he used to work in our office, and he was the most obstructive in my work, in my progress. That kind of person, of this person, he has died in some reason, he has died. And his funeral ceremony will take place in such tomorrow at this time.
उसका संस्कार है.
And the cremation is going to take place. So everybody went.
और उसके बीच में.
So they went to the hall and it was going to take place in that hall.
और एक गड्ढा वहाँ बनाया.
And there was a big pit was created there, a hole.
एक गड्ढा बनाया गया था जिसमें उसको थोड़े देर के लिए रखा था. बाद में निकाल कर.
They keep the body there for some time and then they were going to take it out and cremate it. So everybody, such a big crowd, who was this person? Everybody was so curious to see that he died and we didn't even come to know. So,
वो मैनेजर कहता है एक बार एक ही आदमी जाएगा.
At one time only one person can go and see whatever they want to offer flowers or pay the respect at one time. So there was a glass like a coffin and see through coffin. So the first person goes and sees and he's so amazed and he comes back. Second one goes, he's also amazed and comes back. Whoever goes there gets amazed and comes back. Why? Because there's a glass, there's a mirror. So whoever goes, he only sees himself.
और वहाँ एक दूसरा भी स्लोगन लिखा
है. एंड देयर इज अनदर स्लोगन रिटन देयर
तुम्हारी उन्नति में केवल यही व्यक्ति
हू दिस इज द ओनली पर्सन हु इज ऑब्स्ट्रक्टिंग योर प्रोग्रेस एंड हू इज दैट यू
एक जगह लिखा
एंड समवेयर एल्स इज रिटन
तुम्हारी उन्नति केवल यही व्यक्ति कर सकता है.
प्रोग्रेस ओनली यू हु कैन डू ओनली यू.
दूसरा हमें कितना भी क्लासेस कराए,
पीपल कैन गिव अस क्लासेस,
पालना दे,
पीपल गिव अस लॉट ऑफ सस्टेनेंस,
कितना भी हमें समझाए,
नो मैटर हाउ मच दे कैन सेंड टू अस, नो मैटर हाउ मच दे वर्क ऑन अस,
काम
But
जो करना है वो,
whatever work has to be done,
हमें ही करना
I है. have to do it.
दूसरा नहीं कर सकता.
No, the other person cannot do it for me.
कितना भी कोई कितना भी
No matter how much someone forces you,
can take the horse.
You can take the horse to the pond, but you cannot make it drink the water.
घोड़े को
This is what the expression is, isn't it?
It's the proverb.
He has to drink it himself. He should, if he has a thirst, he will drink. This thirst for God's love, if it is within us, then we will drink that nectar of God's love.
उसके सारे महावाक्यों को
ऑल हिज एलिवेटेड वर्जन्स वी विल मर्ज इट इन ईच एंड एवरी वेन इन आवर बॉडी ईच एंड एवरी पॉइंट ऑफ हिज ज्ञान
विल
फिल अस विद सो मच दैट विद एक्सेप्ट दैट देयर इज नथिंग रिमेनिंग इन अस.
ऐसा भर देंगे कि कोई
विल फिल अस इन सच अ वे दैट समबडी इवन वांट्स टू टेक इट आउट एंड इट कैन नॉट कम आउट. सो लव फॉर गॉड मींस लव फॉर हिज एलिवेटेड वर्जन. लव फॉर गॉड मींस Love for father means love for the murli. Love for the father means love for Madhavan. Love for the father means love for the family. Love for the father means love for the yajna. All these four things, love for these four things means love for God. So,
कोई भी कारण नहीं.
No
reason,
no slackness, carelessness, the plate of the mind should be clean.
ऐसी हमें अपनी स्थिति बनानी.
So we have to make our stage like that.
At
the end, Baba said in this murli about thought that I have to become Bap Saman Parishta. I have the old things, old sanskars. I have no rishta. I have no relationship with them, and I have to emerge my original eternal sanskars. The whole game is about merge and so it's forgetting and remembering. merging and emerging. The minute that I forget, my awareness is lost, I made a mistake. A person is walking, his eyes are open, he will never fall. But the minute, little bit he gets a bit of kind of ignorance or he has a kind of a dizziness, he will fall. So that means when we become like that, the awareness becomes less in us, then we fall at once. When we become a little bit unconscious of our awareness, suppose all of us sitting here in a great high form, then if any negative self, no waste thought will come. Baba said in this Murli today, waste things, waste behavior, waste path, nothing should be there. This is a farishta.
ये यहाँ नहीं हो सकता क्योंकि
this cannot be possible here because we are sitting in a very powerful atmosphere. But if we always stay in this kind of atmosphere, if this awareness is an emerged form, then there is no way that we can make mistakes. This one Avyakta Murli Baba said that the sun of knowledge made it never set. Baba said today, right? So this, the sun of knowledge, if it never ever sets in your awareness, then you will become free from all obstacles. May the sun be always risen. This is the blazing fire of knowledge. This blazing fire should be burning in us. This kind of unlimited distance, this very, very deep spiritual endeavor. This is the spiritual endeavor. We don't have to sleep. We don't have to become sad. We don't become unconscious. We don't have to fall. Our greatest glory lies not in never falling, but
rising
every time we fall. No matter how many times we fall, we have to get up again. Get up, walk, get up and walk. But don't stop. This kind of purusharth, this kind of effort. So this thought of transformation, this is the seed. Give it the water of your smriti of awareness and the sunshine of awareness, then it will bear fruit.
Here,
today's murli now, it ends here. Or after this. Now, let's go to last night's murli. We still have 5 to 10 minutes. Last night's avyakt murli, all of you, the thoughts that you had about it deeply, which are the points that you took out that everybody thought I have to do? Everybody has to say this now. From last night's murli, what did you think about it deeply? You all heard it. And we were so fortunate that we were in that gathering where there was one magician, there was one Dila Ram, and so many numerous hearts, and one Dila Dilwala, the factor of hearts. I was present there. This is my fortune. So what is the point? What are those things? What are those tasks that I got that I have to take from last night's murli and it should stay with me for 18 days and I should do it? Who will tell me? What was that? To keep the Baba, the Father in my heart. This is the definition of Man Manabhav. So Man Manabhav means your mind to me. So a few days ago Baba said Man Manabhav is the sweetest word Baba said in the world. He said in the Sakar Muli, so it's like a drop of saccharine, Man Manabhav. And to keep Baba, he should settle in my heart. Is one is just to like keep him, sort of. One is to keep him in the depth. It should go in my subconscious mind. Not just on the surface, not the one just to pretend and not just to show. I'm saying not just from the mouth, but inside, deeply in my life, printed, indented on the plate of the subconscious mind. How shall it get imprinted? I'll have to be in solitude, I'll have to be in complete silence, I'll have to journey in solitude, then it will get imprinted in me, in my life, in my internal life. So yesterday's murli, may I never forget Baba. Baba should be merged in my heart, in my mind, that even if somebody wants to take him out, it's not possible. It cannot be possible. And this will happen. In the last words of the murli, this was Baba's blessings. Baba's blessings was this. And along with that, Baba joined the blessing. So the whole day, Baba said, in 1 second, becoming the embodiment of Om Shanti. 2 minutes. What should you do? Just be in one stage. Ek ras means just not 1 minute. Some place he said 1 minute, some place 2 minutes, some place he said 30 minutes. Different things he said in the Murli. Always having a constant stage. So 2 minutes only. Be in a completely constant stage. So ekras means having that taste of only one. So 1 second, half a second, being the embodiment of Man Mana Bhav. Just the remembrance of one and only Man Mana Bhav. Repeatedly, practice remembering. A morning chart is very good, an evening chart is very good, but the, you know that the, from 9 to 5, that chart, the, in the field of service, there where Maya comes. As soon as you come into the field of service, Maya comes. There in our hospital where I'm working, in the global hospital, the staff, the sisters, and those who are knowledge, they say very beautiful things. They say, in the morning our stage is very nice at Amrit Villa, very powerful stage we have. I'm a farishta, I'm an angel. Then we listen to the Murli. Even that time, even when I breakfast, is still. And as soon as I enter the wards, and then I come to know that some nursing assistant didn't come, somebody, I gave work to somebody, he didn't do it, the night staff, whatever he's supposed to do, he didn't even do, and now I'm getting scolded for that. Then I am the farishta, where did that get lost? Nobody even knows. One patient, another patient, another patient, going here, going there, going there, here, and then finished, Baba is there, even that we forget. And then there's a service, the seva makes me so busy that the intellect just starts, you know, rolling into that, and I don't even come to know what I'm doing. And then as soon as the work is over, then I say again, oh, I am an angel, I'm a farishta. What amazing things.
Actually,
what irony. So before 9 o'clock and then after 5, 6, whatever duty, that's just background. That's just a preparation. Actually, when are we online? When are we on stage? When are we on the field of action? That's the time that I have to be tested. In 1 second to become the form of Om Shanti. In 1 second become the form of Man Manava. In 1 second become in the stage of superconscious joy. So repeatedly, throughout the day, in the daytime, when there's a lot of service, Baba said, in the extreme, so in one Murli 82, he said, so when you're in extreme, something's happening in the extreme, that's the time, practice your last minute. I have to go here, I have to go there, I have to talk to this one, I have to talk to that one. So last stage means avyak stage. Experience that stage when everything is happening in extreme. That stage has to be experienced at that time. This is our spiritual endeavor. Our spiritual endeavor is not to go in the jungles, sit down in silence, sit down. It's very easy to be completely silent. They say, what is speech? Speech is silver. And what's diamond? What is gold? Speech is silver and silence is golden. So what's diamond?
Speech is silver.
Silence is golden. So what's diamond?
Controlled speech.
Controlling speech is diamond.
Jo speech,
whatever we are talking, if that speech is being controlled, that's diamond. And that in between part, that's the difficult one. And that's what we have to attain. That's what a yogi life is. And that is being in the line of a great yogi. To leave everything and just have jnana and yoga is very easy. There are a lot of things that get diluted when we're doing service. If somebody tells us, okay, come to Madhuban, you don't have any seva, you don't have any service here. Only 18 days you have to do tapasya. On the 18th day you will be very high stage, but on the 19th day, as soon as the situation comes, right away you will fall from that peak. So what was this kind of a trade? So every minute, every moment have to practice. The first homework Baba gave us is, in the heart Baba should be always merged. Come on, take out points from which Baba, what are the things that take Baba out from my heart in my life? What are those things that remove Baba from my heart? And the second homework is, the whole day, small practices. Another homework is, to have this stage, to be completely absorbed in the stage of super sensuous joy, it's a very high stage. completely happen. One Baba has said is giving happiness, but this is experiencing that great happiness and contentment. What is this state? Well, how to make this stage? What purusharth should I do for this? And what are the obstacles to this stage? What are the benefits of this stage? Those who can write, they should write about it. And those who can think about it deeply, beautiful thing, that's fine too. In the Gyan Sarovar, we have the atmosphere which is absolutely right for this. We have such solitude, we have such beauty, quietness, and such pure vibrations, pure atmosphere. In this, the thoughts can go beyond body consciousness, and automatically my awareness, my life can reach that where I can experience the joy which can be attained without the help of the sense organs, not the happiness that I get from the sense organs, but which is beyond that. That kind of happiness, that kind of deep happiness and contentment. And Baba said, what else do you need? Practice this, trial, do trial. What shall I do that this practice increases? So try this out. And repeatedly practice this. Not attention just once, repeated attention. Whenever the attention is less, again attention. This is a spiritual endeavor, this is a tapasya. So, yesterday's murli and today's murli, in between there's a gap of 16 years. But it's the same Baba. There's no new Baba and old Baba. Okay? So in this way, the great souls from all corners of the world, to such
Bap
Saman,
banne wali atmaon,
the souls who are going to become Bap Saman,
aise,
to those souls,
ek Bap,
one Father,
dusra na koi,
and none other,
aisi atmaon,
to such souls,
aise, Bap Dada ki,
to those
return dene
who give the return of Bap Dada's love and affection, to those Mahavir souls, to those
परिवर्तन शक्ति को कार्य में लगाने वाले,
who use the work, who use the power transmission in their task, to such world transformers,
निश्चय बुद्धि हो,
to such ones who have faith in the intellect and reveal the form, to such Brahman souls, to such angel souls, Bap Dadas, love, remembrance and
good night
and
hum ruhani bachchon ki,
so
ruhani
bap hum ruhani bachchon ki ruhani bap dada ko yaad pyar, good night aur namaste, om shanti.